The Lodi School, Berkeley, California, August 24, 1910. There is much earnest work to be done in connection with the Lodi School. If those connected with this school will seek to understand their mission, and day by day will sanctify themselves, body, soul, and spirit to the Lord, wisdom will be given them. As a people, we have received most precious light upon Bible truth. And not all who have received this light know what it means to be laborers together with God. The Lodi School should have chosen workers, men of experience. The one who accepts the charge of this school will need to live in close connection with God. To the teachers in this school, I would say, read and explain the Word of God to your students. Never scold them. Frame your management according to a Thus saith the Lord. Under wise teachers, the Lodi School may become an important missionary school, a daily blessing and benefit to those in attendance. And the training given at the school is to be upheld and complemented by the work of the parents. Thus, parents and teachers can together carry forward a good work. Our schools are established in the order of God. And parents are to cooperate with the teachers, saying to them, "We will act our part in the work by seeing that our children practice what it taught in the school." The efforts made in the home for the education of the children are to correspond with those made in the school. Every power that God has given parents is to be used in union with the plans that the school is carrying out to help the children to perfect Christian character. Parents, teachers, and children are safe only as they obey the words, "Ye are laborers together with God." 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Parents are to remember that, though while at school their children are separated from them, yet this does not release them from responsibility. They are to unite their prayers with those of the teachers for the success of the work done in the school. All are to act their part in the fear of God. The work done in our schools is an important work, and fathers and mothers should refrain from speaking words that would discourage their children in regard to their schoolwork. Let the children feel that their parents are willing to bear the expense of their schooling if only they can see in them a desire to become better fitted to serve God, and a determination to overcome those traits of character that would hinder their growth in Christian experience. Parents, speak to your children the words of encouragement that they need. Let no coarse, rude, angry words be spoken. Show them that you are endeavoring to give them every advantage that they may obtain a knowledge that will lead them to an understanding of God's requirements. Plead with them to make the most of the opportunities granted to them in their school life. Parents are to act their part wisely and intelligently. They brought their children into the world, and did they realize the responsibility resting upon them, they would unceasingly carry a burden for these children. This is the will of God concerning you, even your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. There must be a decided improvement in matters of discipline in some of our recently opened schools. The Lord calls upon the teachers to be laborers together with Him, that the fruit of righteousness may appear in the lives of the students. He calls upon parents to remember that the mind, the voice, the influence, all the powers, are His gifts, to be used in winning souls to Christ. Thus, each family may become a missionary family. From the home, the school, and the church, a holy influence is to go forth. The grace of Christ is to be received into the life and revealed in the character.